China has been working on its space program since the 1970s, but in 2003 it sent an astronaut into space, becoming only the third country to launch a person into orbit. Since then, the country's ambitions and capability have grown to the point where the US Space Agency now thinks China could put people on the moon within the next decade, if it so wishes. Dr. Michael Griffin, who has been the head of NASA since 2005, told the BBC that China could achieve this milestone before the return mission planned by the United States for the year 2020. President George Bush announced the American Moon Initiative in 2004, but Dr. Griffin would not be drawn on whether it mattered if China got there before the United States. He even hinted that the two countries could collaborate on space projects in future.
I think we're always better off if we try to find arenas where we can collaborate rather than quarrel. And I would remind your viewers that the first U.S.-Soviet human space cooperation took place in 1975 at virtually the height of the Cold War. And it led, in the end, 18 years later, to discussions about an international space station program in which we're involved together today.
Though China has given no timetable, some observers think a manned moon mission is inevitable. Dr. Griffin said humans needed to continue advancing the frontiers of space exploration, regardless of which countries made the breakthroughs.